Many people struggle with Mondayitis. It's this sense of heaviness, of foreboding, that seems to descend on you at the beginning of the week. And it's simply not a good way of starting the week off. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Perhaps you don't like your job, or maybe you're retired, and the prospect of another slow week ahead isn't something that you relish. For me, as much as I love what I do, it's often the reality that I have way too much to do each week. That's why I've disciplined myself to create some order out of the chaos, to grab a hold of my agenda by planning out my week. And that, as things turn out, is an incredibly biblical thing to do. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. First, get your fields ready. Next, plant your crops. And then, build your house. It's good advice, isn't it? Get us sorted, plan the sequence, do things in the right order. God is a God of order, after all. We'll chat more about that tomorrow. Now, my way of doing that is early every Monday morning, I spend about an hour planning out my week. What are the things I'd planned to do last week that just didn't get done? What are the urgent things for this week? What are the really important things? And so I block them out in my diary, actually allocating time for them. And if I get to the end of the week having done around two-thirds of them, I'm really happy, because stuff always happens that you can't predict. Taking the time to plan your week lightens the burden, and more often than not, brings you a sense of hope and peace. First, get your fields ready. Next, plant your crops, and then build your house. It's an incredibly godly thing to do. And that's His word fresh for you today. God isn't just a God of order. He's also a God of hope. Although it's amazing how our sense of hope grows when we set about putting things in order. So I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called More Hope Than You Can Ever Imagine. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.